You are listening to CJLO News. Fundraising efforts for the Drug Users Liberation Front, a group based out of Vancouver, have reached Montreal. The Drug Users Liberation Front, or DULF, is a drug harm reduction group that runs out of Vancouver's downtown east side. Two of DULF's founders are raising funds for legal fees in their constitutional challenge of Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act to supply clean and tested heroin, cocaine, and amphetamines to users in the downtown east side who are otherwise exposed to toxic drugs. At the time of this report, organizers have raised roughly $60,000 out of DULF's $150,000 goal. This fundraising effort has now gone coast to coast. Here in Montreal, organizers have created a DULF solidarity group to help raise funds through various events. Earlier this month, multiple Montreal-based filmmakers contributed over an hour of experimental and humorous films to DULF's live-streamed telethon event. CJLO spoke with a local organizer about why people in Montreal and other cities are getting involved helping out DULF.
It's not just about fundraising money, although this is like of utmost importance, that it's also about kind of disseminating information and spreading awareness of what's going on to build this network, because it is a national and beyond national issue that I think a lot of people see in their own communities, not just within Vancouver.
For local organizers, DULF is not just about Vancouver's downtown east side, but about challenging drug prohibition in Canada and destigmatizing safe consumption.
I do think that DULF understands that what they've done is kind of like quote-unquote site-specific. Like, it's based on what is going on in the downtown east side, because it is definitely unlike anywhere else in Canada right now. But at the same time, I think they really uphold values of what people know as like harm reduction, which basically is just like ensuring that people have the right to live as they want and make decisions about themselves and their health, their own addiction, etc., based on what they want, and to ensure that like there's like advocacy against legal persecution of these people and the decisions that they make for themselves.
Other harm reduction groups exist here in Montreal, including Cactus and Nocturne. Overdose deaths are on the rise in Montreal and across Quebec. A recent report shows that in 2024, Quebec had its highest single-year total of drug overdose deaths ever, 645 overdoses. That's 53 people dying per month. Here in Montreal, Quebec Health Emergency Services reported that they have been treating three times the number of overdoses compared to 2023. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.